Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Sukkah as we finish off the fourth parak today with parak Dalet Mishnah Yud. And then we're going to start the fifth and final parak of Maseches Sukkah with parak Hey Mishnah Aleph. In the previous Mishnah, parak Dalet Mishnah Tes, the Mishnah taught us the process of Yinisuch HaMayim, the process of pouring the water on the Mizbeach of the Beis HaMikdash each and every day of Sukkot. Here in Parak Dalet Mishnah Yod, the Mishnah is going to teach us how the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim was in fact performed on Shabbos. It says the Mishnah, Kima'aseyu b'chol, kach ma'aseyu b'Shabbos. Just as it was done on a weekday, so too it was done in the exact same way on Shabbos. Except, Elo, Shahayim Mimali Mi'er of Shabbos, Chavis Shal Zahav, She'ena Mikudeshes, Min HaShiloch. Except that before Shabbos, the Kohen would fill a regular golden barrel with water from the spring of the Shiloach and Umanicha Balishka and leave it in a room overnight to be used in the morning. Since you cannot bring the water from the spring to the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, because again, Hotza, carrying to in a Rishus Harab in a public area on Shabbos is not allowed, he would bring it to the Beis HaMikdash on Friday and leave it there until the morning. Continuing in the Mishnah, Nishpecha Oniskalsa, what happens if the water that he left there spilled from the barrel, or it became uncovered, which we'll see is also a problem? Hayum Mimali Min Hakir, in that case, as the Mishneh Kohen would refill the barrel with water from the Kiur. Again, a Kiur was the large sink that stood in the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohanim had to wash their hands and feet with the water from the Kiur before performing any avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. And it says the Mishnah, Shehayayin, the reason why uncovered water may not be used is because Shehayayin V'Hamayim HaMigulin, that the wine or water that became uncovered, psulim legabe mizbech, is disqualified, is not allowed to be used from being offered on the mizbech. As the Tosafot Yontif points out, uncovered liquids that were not watched are not allowed to be drunken, because a snake may have drunk from them and left its venom behind. And such liquids are therefore also not allowed to be offered on the Mizbech, because anything unfit to be served to a human and a king may certainly not be offered to the Melech Malchei Hamalchim, to the King of Kings, to the Rabbonu Shel Olam. Continuing now with Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph, as we begin to discuss the concept of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, a special ceremony, an exciting turn of events and series of events that will take place each night in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Simchas Beis HaShoeva, as the Bartanura points out, literally means the joy of the house of drawing. What does that mean? It was given this name based on the pasuk that we're all familiar with, from Yeshaya, Ushafta Mayim B'Sason, that you should draw water with the joy. That the Nisuch HaMayim process that we learned before is about drawing water, and you should do this every single night. Make sure that you're having simcha, that you're having joy in the Beis HaMikdash. So based on this, says the Mishnah, HaChalil Chamisha V'Shisha, the Mishnah taught us that the flute is played either on 5 days of Sukkot or on 6 days of Sukkot. Zehu HaChalil Shal Beis HaShoeva, this refers to the flute at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, She'eno Doch Elohus HaShabbos Flohus HaYom Tov, which does not override the laws of Shabbos and does not override the laws of Yom Tov, that playing a musical instrument is not allowed to be done on Shabbos, as the Mishnah teaches us in Maseches Beitza. The Chachamim prohibited playing a musical instrument on Shabbos or Yom Tov because it might break and someone is going to come to fix it, which is usher on Shabbos, either of Makkah B'Patish and so on and so forth, Bona and so on and so forth. So because of that, there's no flute playing, there's no Simchas Beis HaShoeva on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Now, finishing off the Mishnah with a very important rule as it pertains to, or really more of a statement, as it pertains to the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the famous line of the Mishnah, Amru, they said, Kol Mishlo Ra, Simchas Beis HaShoeva Lo Ra, Simcha Miyamav, that to anyone who did not see and experience the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, never really saw true Simcha in his life. You want to see Simcha, you want to experience what true happiness is, so you have to go to the Beis HaMikdash on Sukkot and experience the Simcha of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Quick review, Perek Dalid, Mishnah, you taught us The same way Nisuch Hamam was performed during the week was the same way that it was performed on Shabbos, except that before Shabbos, the Kohen would fill a regular golden barrel with water from the Shiloach spring and leave it there in the Beis HaMikdash from before Shabbos, and again use it then in the next day, because you can't bring it there on Shabbos, so you could leave it there from before Shabbos. And the Mishnah told us, what if it spilled, whether it spilled or it became uncovered? So there, he would refill the barrel with water from the Kiyur, and the Mishnah explains that the reason why uncovered water may not be used is because wine or water that became uncovered is not allowed to be offered on the Mizbeach, because number one, in general, it can't be eaten, and anything that can't be eaten can't be given to a king, and Hashem is the Melech Malchim Nachum, the ultimate king, and if you can't feed it to a regular king because it might have venomous poison, ave a snake, then certainly you can't give it on a Mizbeach to Hashem. And then Perek Hey Mishnah Aleph reminded us of the Mishnah which told us at the beginning of the Perek, that of the previous Perek, that a flute would either be played on the 5 days of Sukkot or the 6 days, because depending on how the year falls out, it would not be played at the Simchas Beis Shoeva on Shabbos or Yom Tov. That's why it depends, 5 or 6 days, depending on how it all falls out. And then the Mishnah concluded by telling us that anyone who did not see the Simchas Beis Shoeva never really saw a true Simcha in his life. Certainly, it behooved everyone in the time of the Beis HaMikdash to see and experience the Simcha of the Simchas Beis Shoeva that we're going to describe going forward. Have a great day.